Time to meet the meteorologist, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And a good morning. I trust you're headed into the city.
Yes, we are heading into the city today.
Good luck.
Well, that should be okay, right?
There's going to be storms around, and the best time for that is after 3.
Oh, well, that means we'll be on our way back. Because now the thunderstorms should come to our area up here before they get to the city, right?
That is correct.
So that means we'll probably come back through thunderstorms then.
Maybe. Because a lot of them are going to be to the west.
Okay.
So you may hit a shower or two, but you may not hit into any drenching thunderstorms. And after today, well, it's hit or miss. We're in the low 80s today, 60 to 65 tonight. Sunny, very warm, moderately humid Wednesday, 90. 4th of July, about the same. Friday, partly cloudy, 85 to 90, a late day thunderstorm. The next best chance of widespread showers and thunderstorms, Saturday, and hopefully by Sunday, we'll clean house and at least bring back some nice weather. But right now, Thursday, 4th of July through Sunday, if I had to give you the day for the best chance of rain, that is Saturday. If I had to give you the day for, I think, the best weather, it is Sunday.
But most of the fireworks displays around here are going to be on July 5th, Friday.
Right. And on Friday, we have a chance of late-day thunderstorms. If not late in the day, they could start popping up in and around the area Friday night. So, and that's leading us into the day that I expect to have the best chance of any rain, Saturday.
All right. Well, I tell you, I don't know. It sounds like it's going to be a typical summertime thing, and if a thunderstorm comes right before fireworks, you just have to wait for it to be over, and then the fireworks will start.
That's it. I mean, you know, I'm sure that's how Macy's plans it, right?
Yeah. But here's the problem up here. Up here, they don't have cover like that. You know, it's not set up like it is all these towns. They don't have these fireworks covered. And if you get, like, let's say a downfall like happened one year, the fireworks got so soaked that they had to cancel them. They couldn't reshoot them at all. That's what happens around here when that happens. And most of the fireworks displays on Friday, their rain date is when? Saturday. And it looks like it's going to be the same thing on Saturday as it is on Friday.
I would say even more so on Saturday.
Wow.
Yeah, the probability is higher Saturday.
Well, we'll see what
you know. Yeah, I'm kind of wondering what I'm going to wind up doing because I'm working Friday. Thursday, I'll be off. So I'm not going to the lake, that's for sure. And I'm hoping to get to the lake on Saturday and come back on Sunday. But we'll have to see, what the weather dictates.
All right, so that's the way it looks. It's going to be typical summertime weather, and that means you could get a thunderstorm. You could get even a severe thunderstorm any particular time, with the fireworks and stuff like that. So we'll just have to see what happens. I mean, what can you do?
Yeah, that's it. You can't do anything. You have to just plan accordingly. And right now, the 4th of July looks pretty good. You know, Thursday night. I don't think there's going to be too much in the way of rain around. So for most people, I'm sure they're satisfied with that.
All right, except for the people shooting off the fireworks.
Right.
They're not satisfied with that. They want the fireworks to go off well on the 5th. All right. All right. So now I got a joke to tell you, Pat.
I could use a joke.
I told this joke on the air yesterday, and it went over really well. It was given to me by a friend of mine, Lee Collins. A German Shepherd, a Doberman, and a cat all died. In heaven, all three faced God, who wanted to know what they believed in. The German Shepherd said, "I believe in discipline, training, and loyalty to my master." "Good," said God, "sit at my right side." The Doberman, "What do you believe in?" asked God. The Doberman answered, "I believe in the love, care, and protection of my master." "Ah, very good," God said. "You may sit to my left." And God looked at the cat and asked, "And what do you believe in?" The cat replied, "I do believe you're sitting in my seat." I love that joke. I'm sorry. I love that joke. If you have a
very
cat,
cute. Well, you're a cat. Also, you have a cat.
If you have a cat, you know exactly that's what a cat would say to the good Lord. Well, anyways. So now, with that being said, so you had Monday off. Did you do anything special on Monday or no?
Nope.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
I was going to work Monday mid morning and into the afternoon. And AJ talked me out of it.
Why?
I said, AJ, work till 9 a.m. on Monday. I'll take over at that point. Yeah. I'm like, Pat, I don't understand. If you have me working in the morning, I mean, why would you want to take over, mid to late day? I said, only because I really don't have anything, planned. I wanted to say it's like a waste.
Yeah.
He said, as long as I'm not, he said, you could leave me at 9 o'clock as long as I get paid till 6 p.m. I started laughing. I said, you are really some negotiator. And he started laughing too. I said, if that's the case, then why would I work if I'm paying you? And he goes, see, I told you to come around to see my way.
You got a problem here, Pat. Oh, gosh.
So he worked, and then it was around 3 in the afternoon that I basically, took over the reins. Yeah, it's not easy, Marshall. Don't let anybody tell you it is.
No, Villa, I know very well how easy it right. is.
You see with all the backup you have.
Oh, gosh.
Right.
You're a much more patient man than I am, I can tell you that.
I learned that by taking care of my mom. I learned a lot of patient fortitude. I said, a lot of people would always say to me, boy, you have the patience of a saint. You've heard that expression.
I agree the same thing, but when it comes to me setting hours at work and stuff like that, I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, I hear you.
You're a good guy, Pat. You're a very good guy.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You take time off and pay somebody full time so they can make a little extra money. Bernie Sanders.
There's a place up there that when those pearly gates open, that's all I can tell you.
That's right. All right. Well, no pearly gates opening now, but we're opening the gates to the next hour, and I'll speak to you tomorrow.
All right. Sounds good.
Take care, Pat.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on the Tri-State Forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.